Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 30th day of March, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the third hour, Peter Dale Scott, one of the seminal researchers and authors exposing the deep state, the COG, black ops takeover of our nation and the world. We'll be coming on to talk about a host of issues. He also appears in Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And the main reason I wanted to get him on was because I saw this Reuters story and several other mainstream articles last week where the Russians said, why don't you just eradicate the poppy fields, and NATO and CENTCOM and others came out and said, we're not going to kill any of the opium fields. We're going to basically protect them. This is open narcotics production. The only fields they kill that they spray with pesticide or burn are those controlled by tribal groups that do not pay their cut and do not ship their opium out through globalist channels. And this is publicly admitted. I mean, again, 6 months ago, I heard them admit all of this basically on BBC, but say, oh, this is what we have to do to work with the Taliban groups to make sure the bad Taliban doesn't take over. We have such an evil government. I mean, they're just complete narcotics trafficking criminals, money launderers, Ponzi schemes. It's just a criminal free-for-all. So that's coming up. In the first 2 hours, I'm going to get into these militia raids around the country because this is the big kickoff of the demonization of the Tea Parties, of gun owners, of conservatives, of libertarians. Anderson Cooper saying, this proves the whole federal report, the MIAC and Homeland Security reports put out in 2009. This was prescient. This was like psychic powers. How did the Southern Poverty Law Center, how did the federal government, how did Homeland Security know all of this was going to happen? Because they're behind it. They're involved in it. They've got provocateur informants involved. Now, sometimes the federal government completely stages events. They manufacture it from pillar to post, up one side and down the other. In other cases, they just provocateur it, and it's always hillbilly bumpkins. And you look at the photographs of these Michigan people. I mean, it's unbelievable. Or it's young black youths, you know, with half of them being mentally retarded, on record, on welfare. And the feds give them hundreds of thousands of dollars to dress up in camo and march around, and then they bust them. Or the feds cook the bomb, train the driver, help them deliver the bomb, protect them to bomb the World Trade Center in 93. But remember last year, back in August, we're going to play some clips of this coming up today. There's an article up on Infowars.com, The Strange Case of Christopher Sickles and the Militia Raids, the Hatari Militia. And we had the guy on the show, and I said, you act like a federal provocateur. And I said, what's going to happen to you and your buddies, Arm? The feds are going to get you to talk about surveilling a police station, and then they're going to plant a pipe bomb on you. And that's in the affidavit. That's now happened. And people are on the message boards and on the YouTube videos saying, how did Alex predict this? Because they have a manual. They have a handbook. We know exactly how they do this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Senators work on bipartisan climate bill. They're back, emboldened by the passage of the criminal, unconstitutional government takeover of health care. Land of the free, home of the brave, now replaced with the credo, the state is God. We're going to be going over that report. Also, USA Today finds two-thirds of Americans in their own poll are against the health care plan. And that's one of the lower poll numbers. Some polls are now above 80% against it. The government, being a lawless group of criminals, could care less. Social engineers hell-bent on running our lives. We now have the indictment. We now have the search warrants. We now have the grand jury indictment. Dealing with this Michigan militia group, a group based in Michigan, one of the Fed's favorite hunting grounds to set up good old boys is Michigan. And I have seen scores of cases where they will find some disgruntled farm owner who's had their property taken. The Feds will create the militia group, and it may take 2, 3, 4, 5 years to finally get somebody to just shoot their mouth off and say, yeah, if it ever comes down to it, you know, we need to go ahead and take out the local police. Then they hype it up in the media and scare all the little old ladies watching CNN and tie it into the tea parties and tie it into yours truly and basically use this as a way to invoke all this fear and get the police all scared and worried about the American people coming after them. Meanwhile, the media plays down the mega threat of the imploding southern border and all the murder for hire going on and police being targeted. That's a back burner issue. And I've been so right about this for so long, I don't sit here marking down all the predictions I've made, laying out how these people operate. And quite frankly, sometimes it's just overwhelming to know how these people are manipulating the population, to know what their next moves are, to understand it, and to see it coming like a freight train that's going to run over our society, and to not be able to stop it. If we could just get the general public to start researching and to start looking at these facts, and if we could get mainline Americans to see it as their role and their duty to study the New World Order. I mean, watching Anderson Cooper, Kurt Nimmo has a five-minute clip of it up on Infowars.com in an article he's written about it. And they got Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center on there. And they're just following a script. I've seen it over and over and over again. And they are getting ready. The federal government, the criminals that run it, to really stage some horrible events in the next few months. And I'm here doing the best job I can trying to expose what they're up to, and that's why they're attacking me. There's several articles out today trying to tie me in with the militia raids, the Hatari militia raids, where you have eight people that if I was casting for a Hollywood film for Revenge of the Nerds 5, Revenge of the Goofballs 5, this would be it. And it doesn't matter if it's Muslims or black groups or white groups or whatever the case is, they always get people who are like children mentally. They're in a fantasy land. They love dressing up in camo. It's always led by some patriarchal type person who wants to call themselves general or commander. And there's so many facets to this. The federal government goes and preys on these people and finds these people and hypes them up to shoot their mouths off so that they can then go back to the Congress and say, we need all this increased funding for Pentagon operations, Homeland Security operations against the American people. And they also pick the most buffoonish groups to build up and hype so that police and military have disdain for what would be a real militia controlled by the local sheriff, part of the state government. And so that's another facet of it, is to make it look ridiculous. And then it's also to demonize the Second Amendment. But Kurt Nimmo's got an article up, The Strange Case of Christopher Sickles and the Hatari Militia. And you look at a photograph of this guy, he looks like somebody who'd work for the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we know in these arrests, this is five-state arrests now, and it's expanding out into New York State and just all over the country. It becomes basically like a military reenactment club. And these are guys who like to dress up run around in the woods, like that's the place they're going to be fighting the New World Order. I mean, the last way you'd want to dress if you were actually fighting the New World Order would be in camouflage running around with a 40-pound pack. No, you'd be driving along on your tractor in overalls with a piece of straw sticking out of your mouth, acting stupid. I mean, if you were really going to go out and militarily engage people, or you'd pull up in a beer truck dressed in the beer company's overalls. I mean, that's all this is fantasy land. I've seen different groups in the Republic of Texas, and they just declare themselves president from their trailer house. And literally, I've seen admirals because they own a boat, a bass boat. You're an admiral if you own a bass boat. And it's filled with provocateurs, filled with federal informants. And they go out and they find mentally ill people and they set them up. And for years, I get up here and warn you. And I get the people's emails. You're just trying to discredit the militia. You're a big, fat, you know, Zionist, or you're working for the Vatican, or you're a Scientologist, or you know, you're just jealous of the militia. No, watching a bunch of Keystone Cop morons running around, not realizing this isn't a game. You're setting yourselves up to be targeted by the government. You're wearing the clownish uniform and regalia that the brainwashed police, like attack dogs, have been trained to alert on and to sick. You're nothing but decoys, trained moron decoys sent out to train the government attack dogs. And I saw this pale horse guy on CNN plugging yours truly. I saw him in his YouTube videos. And he would have a lieutenant, a chubby lieutenant with a gas mask on, looking like something out of Laurel and Hardy. And he was there with a scary voice changer in front of him with some kind of Mac-10 with a long barrel on the end, right out of Central Casting. And I reserved judgment on it. I mean, I said my gut told me this guy's a Fed. I knew Hal Turner was. I mean, he was threatening to telling people to kill police and judges for years and attacking me every day and tied in with Sean Hannity early on when Hannity was infiltrating right-wing groups in New York and Long Island. And Hannity is a CIA officer, there's no doubt. Anderson Cooper is admittedly CIA. I just can't stand these people. I'm so sick of them. And they just love setting people up. And I've had enough. But again, they attack me from the top and from below. They attack me from supposed grassroots as they try to radicalize everybody so that our political message sounds racist and ridiculous. Then they attack me from the heights saying world government doesn't exist. I mean, I was watching Potok and Cooper last night, and they said, yeah, these people, they believe there's a world government forming. It's delusional. Meanwhile, it's all over TV, all over radio, all over print, a world government's forming. And so we interviewed the pale horse. Ooh, death, power. And it turns out he wrote a script for a film titled, well, we'll go over coming up in the next break, about a serial killer that kills kids. So he's fantasizing about this stuff. And he's dressing up like a third world dictator or like Cobra Commander. And with a scary voice changer. And I had him on and I said, look, if you're for real and you're not a Fed, let me tell you how this is going to end. The Feds are going to come in and they're going to provocateur you. They're going to pose as other militias. And then they'll all try to get different groups together showing off and making promotional videos about how cool your training is. And then they're going to try to get you to talk about, well, what do we do if the police start attacking us? And they'll create battle plans and get you to talk about attacking police stations or surveilling them. And then they're going to arrest you and plant pipe bombs on you. That's now happened. We'll be right back.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
I have studied anthropology, psychology. I have read scores of propaganda manuals that have been declassified. And what the New World Order does is it creates lots of different niche groups within government and the corporate structure with different psychological types making up those structures. And the average SWAT team or tactical officer is a hunter. They have very strong hunting instincts, warrior instincts, and they like to hunt people. They like excitement. Most of them are former military people that have seen combat in third world war zones. And that's why I've always explained to so-called militia people who like to get on message boards and talk about how tough they are and like to dress up in camouflage and run around and beat their chest talking about war all day. I always try to warn you and explain something to you, okay? Our founding fathers and the militias of 1775 and 1776 had lived in villages on the expanding frontier, and it had many family members killed in hand-to-hand combat with the native tribes. So they were warriors, and they'd been in the French and Indian War, the protracted conflict, vicious combat, people being scalped, people being tortured to death. Okay, that's what George Washington came out of as a militia commander. All over the frontier for decades. Now, we're here at the cusp of the government trying to start a physical revolution so they can clamp down on our peaceful restoration against their criminal revolution, their corporate takeover of America. Now, I have warned you people over and over again that this is not a game. What I do here every day, putting my life on the line, is not a game. Being the number one enemy, being singled out by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and mainstream media right now, is not fun. It is my duty. They have got trained cadres of killers and setup artists and frame-up artists, PR firms, you name it, lined up. There have been meetings after meetings after meetings in the highest councils of the system deciding exactly what to do with Alex Jones. And because I've studied history and because I have been focused and I put out such a large body of work, they don't know how to come at me. And because they are so discredited with the general public, when they do attack me, they found that it actually backfires on them. But I will tell you this. I am beyond upset. I'm beyond angry. I'm just resigned to all of this now. And I'm just watching it unfold now. I don't hate the police. I don't hate the military. I'm sad for them. I'm sad for these fools they set up. Because I know they're putting poison in your water, police. That's not my opinion. It's an absolute fact. I know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines we all take. I know they've genetically engineered the major food crops to reduce fertility and to cause cancer. It's all been publicly admitted. And I know we're in this together, whether you know that or not. And I'm very sad about it. So for years, they've been forging the identity of the militia. The federal government has done that, leading the militias, creating the militias, running the militias, forging the militias. That is the public militias that you see on the news every day. You weren't really seeing the militias on the news a year ago, were you? But in the last 6 to 8 months, you've been seeing them every week, and now every day, and now every hour. They're introducing the enemy. They're introducing the bad guys. They're introducing the terrorists to everyone. So they can go to the next stage, the next act in the play. And I get chills. I'm having chills right now. When I think about the next phase in this tragedy. Oh, it is a tragedy. It's not a comedy. It's not an action adventure. It's a tragedy for everyone involved. You know, we could wake up to the play, realize it's all scripted, and say, no, we don't want to participate.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, I want to walk through exactly what the ruling class is doing, the operation they are carrying out. I want to be very specific on the background, the playbook they're going off of, how they're setting the stage for the next phase in their operation. But I wanted to go back to a August 17th radio/TV interview I did with a person calling themselves Pale Horse, who's reportedly been arrested as part of this five-state militia raid that's now expanding into other states. The headline is "The Strange Case of Christopher Sickles and the Hutari Militia." And what they do is the feds go in and they infiltrate, they create, in many cases, militias, and they have them operate secretly. They create a culture of paranoia. The feds separately handle the local police and have the local police start harassing their families to intensify the paranoia so that they can then nationally promote these groups and bust them one after the other to create the perception of this giant phantom menace that must be dealt with, so that the larger opposition to government can be demonized. And last night on Anderson Cooper's CNN, they were showing a open carry family picnic flyer, and then they were showing clips of tea parties and saying it was the Hutari militia, who in the affidavit supposedly talked with federal informants about how they were doing drills and simulated scenarios. Because once they get you in the mindset of, okay, we're preparing for the beast government to come against us, what do we do when they do this? Well, we hit them on our timetable. We get the cops to pull us over. We kill the cop. And then when they have a funeral procession a few weeks later, we set up Red Dawn-type crossfire on the highway and kill all the police. And again, even that, which was fed to them by the federal informants, is designed to enrage police when they see this on national television and hear about it. It's all scripted for maximum effect. Now, they may not have even talked about this. We've seen the feds completely manufacture what people supposedly said. We know their informants are known for lying and framing people. I mean, we know Dr. Frederick Weyers, head of the FBI crime lab, quit in 96 and won a big lawsuit, and it was confirmed that they framed almost everyone. If they were given the orders to frame people, they just framed them. He now runs the National Whistleblower Association. We're going to be getting him on very soon. Interviewed him many years ago. And you've seen all the other big police departments caught framing people. I mean, this is standard operating procedure for law enforcement leadership. And it's compartmentalized. Mainly they have good men and women working at the ground level. And then as you go up through the structure, it's just absolute duplicitous criminals at the top. And if they identify any officers who are good, they set them up and run them out of the department. And they've almost completely converted the senior leadership to criminality now, and that's why they're getting ready to move against the population. But to get the lower level ranks to go along with waging war on the American people and having checkpoints and gun confiscation, they have to first kill a bunch of cops or attempt to kill a bunch of cops and then hype it up. And so that's part of the phase we're going into. But when I saw CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and others playing video of, oh my gosh, American militia, they're going to get us, with people dressed up in what can only be described as pot-bellied people in Cobra Commander outfits, you know, wearing gas masks and World War I helmets, like something out of Monty Python, that I immediately identified that as a multifaceted attack profile. Again, it's meant to make the militias look stupid to law enforcement with untucked uniforms and clown outfits on. With the voice changer, it's meant to scare the general public. And so I began saying on air that I thought this pale horse guy fit all of the indicators, all of the signature points of a Fed. And they say he's been arrested, but now looking at his profile last night and this morning and doing some research, he fits the bill of a Adam Gadon type, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, deep cover operative. We know it came out in federal documents that McVeigh was hired as that, and they set him up. Look how they're setting up Hal Turner. So they do burn their own. So we're not sure. And he could have just been played and handled by someone else. But I want to go to several short clips from the 45-minute interview. The full interview is posted in the article at Infowars.com, The Strange Case of Christopher Sickles and the Hutari Militia. One of the men arrested in the FBI and Homeland Security raids on the Hutari Militia in Michigan last week appeared on the Alex Jones Show in 2009 after it was widely suspected he was a government operative. Christopher Sickles, a.k.a. Pale Horse, a reference to the late William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, is named in the federal indictment against members of the Hutari Militia. He is reportedly a member of the Ohio Militia. And see, that's how they handle and provocateur other militias, is they'll have pure Fed-run militias where every member of it is a federal officer. There's been federal court records come out where they'll have Klan meetings with, say, 14 Klan members, and every one of them is a federal agent. So they've had to learn hand signs. There's been many meetings where they just break up the meeting because it's all feds. Same thing in Germany, same thing in England. That's in the mainstream news, London Guardian, you name it. That the modern white supremacist groups in Germany were founded by the German government. Not infiltrated, not run, but founded. It turns out he's probably not a government operative, as originally suspected. That's Kurt's opinion. I think the jury's out, at least not consciously. And is instead a mentally ill individual who joined the Hutari in order to realize his perverse fantasies. In October of 08, Sickles posted a video on YouTube dressed in military fatigues, wearing a camouflage balaclava over his face and cradling an AR-15 carbine. He calls on Americans to arm themselves. Things are bad, things are really bad, and it's going to get a lot worse. Our country's in peril, he declares. The video was viewed more than 70,000 times before YouTube removed it. In April the following year, Pale Horse posted another YouTube video. In a second video, he calls for a demonstration of at least 1 million armed militia men marching on Washington. No shooting, no one gets hurt, just a demonstration, he explains. The only difference from the typical demonstration is we'll be armed. He specifically mentions Alex Jones in the video. Soon after the first video drew attention, accusations arose that Sickles, then only known as Pale Horse, was a government operative, and his video was specifically designed to portray legitimate state militias in a negative and sinister light. In fact, the corporate media used the Ohio militia video as part of its campaign to demonize the Patriot Movement in 09. On the August 17, 2009, Alex Jones interview, Pale Horse, or Sickles, also, after the corporate media exploited him as part of an ongoing propaganda offensive. This is a quote. We're going to play the audio of this coming up. Either you were doing this to get attention, knowing that putting this mystique, this voice changer on the video, as you call it, would make the media pick up on what you were saying because it was useful to them, or you are an out-of-Gadon type Fed or Foundation-hired person meant to make the militias look dangerous and fringe and bad, said Jones. Members of the Hatari militia in federal custody, Christopher T. Sickles is second from the left on the second row. Adam Gadon is the American media spokesman for Al-Qaeda and widely regarded as an intelligence operative. Gadon is the first American charged with treason in the U.S. government since 1952. And then it just goes on from there. And I just look at these people. I mean, classic patsies. And the types the feds try to set up are a type. I mean, they all look the same. They act the same. It's a joke. And it's like a fantasy. You know, they're always running around outside their house with guns and looking in the woods and calling each other and driving around their walkie-talkies. And it's like a fantasy. What the militia should be doing is getting county sheriffs elected who then deputize them to have soup kitchens and to fight crime and to arrest illegals and to aid police and to wear clean uniforms and to only have members of the militia of the highest standing and no criminal record and of high moral value and intelligence. But that's what the government's scared to death of. So instead they make it a secretive thing and they pick out groups that will look the most ridiculous on the news. Let's go ahead and play the first little clip here of my interview with Pale Horse from August of last year. Videos he's saying. Now, let's go ahead and play a clip of Pale Horse. Here it is.
It has nothing to do with the fact that we have a black president. I started my group several years ago before we had a black president when Bush was in office. They're trying to make it look as if all of a sudden Obama's in office, and now all of a sudden these militants are taking up arms. I mean, a year ago, before Obama was in office, there was all this stuff on YouTube, there was all these MySpace pages, Alex Jones was still doing the same thing that he's doing. It's all been the same. I'm sure more people have woken up since then, but, you know, it's not the way that the media is portraying us.
Later, we're going to play some of the actual newscast where they were demonizing him and putting him up there, but not really letting him finish a coherent statement. That way they could just use the scary-sounding voice to intimidate people. And I would think out of the thousands of militia videos that are out there, they probably chose Pale Horse's video because the voice changer he's using to protect his identity does make it sound scary. And that's meant to scare little old ladies and people living in their inner-city crime compounds. Let's go ahead and go to Pale Horse right now, joining us live. We were able to get him on the show because he contacted us. Mr. Pale Horse, good to have you on with us.
Thank you. This is an honor, definitely.
Now, why are you not protecting your voice here on the radio?
Well, really, you know, I get a lot of things on YouTube. Oh, the government knows who you are. You know, why are you covering your face? Why are you disguising your voice? And really, it was more, you know, I know the FBI and whoever wants, if they want to know who I am, they know who I am. And it was more or less as, you know, just to give the video mystique. And clearly it worked because I ended up on, you know, corporate news. So.
Well, let me just be honest with you here out of the gates. I told my staff as soon as they saw this last Thursday when you emailed us, well, I've seen it Tuesday and Wednesday on national television everywhere, but then I actually watched some of your videos even before to ascertain and really assess from my research who and what you are. And then you contacted us, and I said, I need some more time to look into this, but either you were doing this to get attention, knowing that putting this mystique on it, as you call it, would make the media pick up on what you were saying because it was useful to them, or you are a Adam Gadon type Fed or Foundation hired person meant to make the militias look dangerous and fringe and bad. I'm not here judging you. I'm not here saying you're a bad person. I'm just here to try to really, truly assess. Now, talking to you here on air and having more time to look at what you do, I think this may be more of an art project and that you did this to get attention, and that certainly worked, but we're going to try to ascertain that here today. But instead of me just talking at you, Pale Horse, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your militia and what you guys stand for.
Well, basically, we're just a militia group like any other group. I started in the Washington State Militia, and then upon moving back to Ohio, which is my native state, I began training with the Michigan Militia, and I just got real proactive in the movement, and, you know, basically just started my own group eventually, and, you know, I'm just trying to get the word out there and just train to protect my family, and, you know, I think you have the wrong idea of, you know, who I am. Basically, you know, I didn't put the video up to get attention. I had no idea that, you know, it would be as big as it was, you know, 100,000 plus views and being all over the news and everything.
I thought you just said you wanted mystique.
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea of the video is that mystique, but at the same time, I had no idea that it was going to go as far as it did, you know what I mean? I was just telling people to buy guns and basically just prepare for what's to come, same as you do.
What are your influences?
I'm actually friends with Mark Kornacki. He's one of my big influences. I've read the book Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper.
Let me ask you a question. Did you read the part in there about holograms and the aliens filming Jesus in a hologram and flying submarines and the Bilderberg Group meeting in the Arctic Circle in submarines?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard all the, you know, the shape-shifting reptilians.
No, you're not listening
stuff.
To me. I'm seeing if you actually read that book. Tell me about that book.
Basically, it talks about how he was in the Navy at one point and, you know, spaceships come out of the ocean. And
This goes on for 45 minutes. When we come back, I'm going to play the clip where I specifically talk about how they will set them up.
And that's actually in the affidavit, exactly what we said would happen, happened. If you're going to form a militia, it needs to be out in the open with a code of conduct, and you better record your meetings and everything else, and be out in the open that we are patriots, we are defending America, we have a right to defend ourselves against criminals at every level of society. But I've seen this over and over again where the feds infiltrate militias or even mainline other organizations, land rights groups, you name it, and they always try to get them to, well, shouldn't we go surveil the police department? Should we do an exercise, you know, just in case things get bad, that we know the police movements? And then they set you up and tell the police you're training to kill them, and then they put you in prison. Well, that's exactly what happened with this group. Because they're following a handbook. The feds do the same thing over and over and over again. We're going to come back with that on the other side. Then we're going to get into a bunch of other news. Open the phones up. We've got Peter Dale Scott coming up and Webster Tarpley in the last hour on the subway bombings to get his take on what happened in Moscow.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Okay, let's go to this next clip when I was interviewing Christopher Sickles, arrested as part of the Hatari militia out of Michigan, part of a larger five-state raid that appears to continue as we speak. Here I am in the 45-minute interview being specific with him about how militias get set up. This is August 17th of last year.
And I'm not knocking you. And a lot of these militia guys get mad because they want to strut around events in camo and walk around acting tough. And it's like some kind of adolescent, you know, deal or something. And I see them go to prison. I see them get set up. Anytime somebody's joining the militia, yeah, we're going to case out the local police station. And then you find out it's the cops leading it, and they bust you, and they put a pipe bomb in your car, and it's militia's plan to bomb the police station. And it comes out 6 months later in federal court that you weren't planning that, but they got the feds created the Viper Militia out of a meth-dealing, toothless biker gang on the West Coast. So they could have the term Viper with militia. I've got stacks of news articles here. Mossad double agent is script writer for Bin Laden tape. Hardcore Zionist Adam Perlman, who once condemned Muslims as bloodthirsty terrorists behind latest scam. The Intel Center uploaded the Al-Qaeda videos with their own watermark, with the Al-Qaeda watermark.
Okay.
Proof.
So there I am warning him specifically about what they would do to them. And it turns out in the affidavit from the grand jury, this is exactly what the federal handlers got them to do. They will also, to protect their assets, they will stage the arrest of their infiltrators. And that will come out later, but by then this won't be big news, and people will just remember that, oh my gosh, there's these gun owners out there that want to kill police. And the main mission here is to turn the police and military against American gun owners and to get them into a paranoid or even more paranoid culture. I mean, folks, I would try to just go to urban warfare drills in California, in Florida, and in other states, and I would have so-called locals show up and say, hey, let's go attack the police. And I'd say, absolutely not. Get away from me. And then I was trying to build a memorial church for all those that died at Waco, and this operative came around. He was the Navy SEAL's favorite type. About 5'7", you know, real wiry. I immediately identified him as a high-level special forces operator, and he was always trying to infiltrate and provocateur. He infiltrated some groups here in Austin, tried to provocateur them. And then I show up in Florida. Don't tell people what day I'm flying in on, what flight I'm flying in on. And I walk over to the rental car place, and they go, sorry, we don't have a car for you. And in this guy walks, strutting in with his military esprit de corps. He wasn't in a military uniform. He said, oh, I've got a car waiting for you and Mike Hansen right here. Let me take you down to Brooksville, or I guess up to Brooksville. We flew into Tampa. And we can go watch the military drills. And I knew he was a Fed, but I wanted to analyze and see what he was going to do. And then we get there and interview locals, and they go, yeah, the Army came to our neighborhood and knocked on our doors and said, don't talk to Alex Jones when he comes. And it was a drill. We had this from inside military sources to try to practice taking over an airfield, taking over the town, to take detainees out of U.S. cities and fly them out. To have trucks go door-to-door, round up citizens, and then take them out on those big Galaxy aircraft they had landing. And so I'm just going through the fence at night, try to videotape this, and he starts trying to set fires. I mean, and I'll tell you what happened next when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.